ready.
Yes, you get ready.
You want the latest news in the streets? Join us and tune in for the tea. Breaking news with integrity. So tell your friends and your family.
It's the Lovely Tea TV Show.
Bringing you good tea and good
vibes. It's the Lovely Tea TV Show.
Be sure to share, like, and subscribe.
Hey, Tea Sippers. I hope you guys are doing good today. Happy Monday. March is flying. So it is going down today, all day. Candy has been trending so much so I'm probably going to end up doing two videos on her. So what is going down is that basically her and Tamar Braxton, you know, from Braxton Family Values, Toni Braxton's baby sister, they are currently beefing and going back and forth on social media. So this entire situation is a hot damn mess. Now, Tamar and Candy have beefed before in the past. If you guys remember, they were both on Big Brother. I didn't watch this show because I just don't do Big Brother, but they were both on there and she claimed that Candy never liked her and they were beefing on Big Brother. Why they were beefing, I don't know. And I don't think a lot of fans knew either what the beef stemmed behind. All I know is that after they appeared on the show, they had unfollowed each other. And then this was back in 2019. So then fast forward to October 2022, you know, after the whole Big Brother debacle, they had seemed to bury the hatchet. Everything was cool. So Candy went on to state that she was very upset and that the reason why she was going to do a reality TV show with Escape is because Carlos King was trying to buy the rights to tell their story. And she got very emotional, started crying. This video went viral all over social media. Y'all go ahead and check this out.
Another person that I think, you know, when they say I've tried to help people, then it comes back to bite me in the ass. Okay, so first of all, the main reason, my main issue with Carlos is he is the one who stole my group's life story and sold it to TV1. And for that, I just can't get past it. He had been working with us that entire season on The Real Housewives of Atlanta. Last year, he was with us. Him and Todd had already had some like little issues, business issues, because they were doing a production company together. So they already had some things they had dealt with personally. But, you know, we was trying to move past that and still work together on the show because he was executive producing. What season was that? 9 or whatever?
Yes.
And he was his last year. Okay. So let's say the season wrapped in November. In December, someone tells me, I was talking to a friend. I was like, hey, yeah, I was like, yeah, we should do like a movie about, you know, our group's life or whatever. And they were like, it was a director that Todd and I were speaking. And they was like, somebody's already doing it. And I was like, what you mean somebody's doing it? And so in my mind, I'm thinking it was one of my group members or something. And it was like, yeah, it's a network that's already like, because I took a meeting about directing it. And I was like, what? Now, mind you, just wrapped season
9,
the season in like either top of December or November, end of November right there. December, I'm hearing that this movie has been sold to a network. So I come to find out a couple weeks later, I'm trying to find out what is going on and come to find out it was, and sidebar. His other producing partner, one of the producers that worked for him, who was also at the time I thought was super cool, had called my mom, was like, oh yeah, we want to do a interview you because we're trying to do a documentary about girl groups or something. So we want to ask you questions about, you know, Escape. My mom was going to do it or whatever, but come to find out, he was the person who had did the deal with TV1 to sell our life story. He was... And my mom and was gonna try to ask my mother questions about us unknowingly to get more information, I guess, for the show. So anyway, I just thought that was the lowest thing that anybody could ever do.
Wait, so but how did he have the rights to y'all's story?
He didn't have the rights to our story. What I found out, because of course, you know, I was calling lawyers and everything, and I found out at the time that when you're a public figure, people can do unauthorized stories about you. Right. And at the time, we had already done like a, what's that, Behind the Music type of thing on
VH1
TV1 or whatever.
Okay.
No, TV1. Remember,
Unsung.
You know, how they, Unsung, yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, they had certain information that I guess they could base the movie off of. But my thing was, I was like, never once, all them years we have been around each other, he had never once told me that he was trying to do a movie about us, and to be able, and to go behind my back and to do that, and to, that's our life story.
Right.
I was like, I can't fuck with him ever again.
So after that video went viral back in October, then Carlos King came out. He basically retweeted a fan's post. And it said, at Carlos King, with every elevation is a demonic agitation. You're on track. Don't get distracted. Hashtag raindrop. So that was Carlos's response to Candy, was, you know, to retweet a fan, which is cute, which is cute. I think we would have preferred you to address the allegation, sir, as opposed to just a simple retweet. But again, that's just me. So now after that, nobody. Nobody at all. Here comes Messy Tamar. Tamar then proceeds to basically post a video of her at one of her concerts. She's performing. So Carlos had posted the initial video and he wrote, "My bitch is back at Tamar Braxton." So Tamar Braxton, with her messy self child, went back and she wrote, "My friend at Real Carlos King, who don't have to steal nobody's nothing. I love you." So when she posted that, a lot of people was dragging her. They were saying, "Tamar, you're being extremely messy because this situation has nothing to do with you. You should have sat down and ate your food, okay?" So people were dragging her so much so that she felt the need to go on to Dish Network and state her case. And on Dish Network, she basically defended Carlos with every excuse in the book. Y'all go ahead and check this out.
"Carlos, honey, not being cool anymore, and here's why.
He is the one who stole my group's life story and sold it to TV1. When you're a public figure, they can do unauthorized stories about you. Never once, all them years we have been around each other, he had never once told me that he was trying to do a movie about us. And to be able, and to go behind my back, I was like, I can't f*** him ever again."
Messy boo.
Amy. But I just find it odd that you can steal the rights of the lives of people that are still alive. We saw recently with the Mike Tyson joint on Hulu, which is great, by the way. I hate that. I hate that he doesn't support it, but you got to do things right when these people are alive and you're telling their story.
Which is why I don't agree with her calling him a thief. You know what I mean? I think that's a little, like, off the deep end.
Well, what would you do if somebody tried to do this to you and your sisters? They tried to tell your story without your permission.
Well, okay, so here was the thing. So my sister did a biopic, right? And I feel like everybody else was involved, but I had nothing to do with my character, and I was in my feelings about that.
Okay.
But everybody else was involved, so that's a different kind of thing. So you really don't want nobody telling your own story.
Right.
But at the end of the day, I just feel like there are all the time unauthorized, like, you know, versions of people's lives, and this is just a part of being an entertainer.
Yeah. It is a little shady to call her mom up and act like you're going to do an interview about all these groups in the 90s and just to try to dig up information on her group. Like, that is a little... You got to watch out for reality TV producers.
Yeah, and that's shady-baity, but something in the milk ain't clean. I don't know. I'm not totally convinced that that's what it is.
Oh.
I don't know. I want to hear from Carlos because I want to know the tea.
All right, so you guys just heard her defending Carlos. That's her man, honey, and she's sticking besides him no matter what. So now fast forward a few months after that, Tamar once again goes onto her Instagram stories and she reveals a cryptic message where basically she said that she was threatened by Real Housewives of Atlanta cast member and her man. Tamar was questioned by everybody on the internet, honey. Everybody wanted to know, who was it who threatened you? You know what I'm saying? Was it Todd? Was it Candy? Was it Drew and Ralph? You know, it was a big old game of guess who. And the whole time she was quiet. Didn't even address it. So last night after the SWB and Escape show, because I got a chance to watch that yesterday, Tamar was on Watch What Happens Live. And so they end up getting a call from, you know, some random messy callers, honey. And I think some of these callers be put up to these questions, but that's just, you know, that's just my guess. So the callers proceed to ask Tamar, "Well, who on the Real Housewives and their husband threatened you and try to put hands on you?" And, you know, they start going down through a list of names and they get to Candy's name and she starts sipping slow. Y'all go ahead and check this out.
Brenna and Ruth from Rhode Island, what's your question for Tamar?
Hi, Tamar. Hi, Andy. And hi. Our question is, who is the Atlanta housewife that you hinted about having beef with on Instagram, saying her and her husband threatened you?
People think it was Eva.
It was not. I know who it is. It was not, and it really did happen. I'm not lying. Like, I'm not looking for attention or drama or anything like that.
Right.
But that really did happen. It was not cute. No,
Was she a full housewife?
She's a full housewife.
Oh, my gosh.
It's not Candy.
Ooh.
Oh, my lamb.
I thought you and Candy mended everything after Big Brother.
I thought so, too. I had no idea.
Wow.
Okay. I'll tell you the story later.
So now, so once that happens last night, of course, the story goes viral. So Tamar takes to Twitter and she says the following. Before y'all start, I left this situation alone. But the fact is Candy and Todd wanted to fight me, period. There was witnesses and Junior came to the next show to check Todd and she nor he won't address it because how do you defend that? Facts are facts, though. I'm off it. Hashtag changed. And Change is her new song that she's getting ready to drop. She goes on to address somebody else. Nicole says, man, they got to stop falling for this bait, for the bait on these questions. This just going to start more drama. Y'all know Candy going to speak on it. I wish Tamar would have said, I changed and plugged the single at Tamar Braxton Her. Tamar says, I answer the question like everyone else does. I'm not scared of anyone or the truth. Y'all don't want me to say nothing because that's not her narrative on TV. It's been months and she's addressed everything and everyone. Why not this? I welcome both of them to speak on it and lie. So that is what Tamar had to say. So of course, when Candy saw that, she definitely felt the way. So then Candy took to social media and she posted a video of the old school Wednesday from the Family Addams. And it's the clip of the movie where the blonde-headed girl is saying that, you know, she wanted to play the victim. And Candy's basically insinuating that Tamar is forever a victim. Y'all go ahead and check this out.
Is that your bathing suit? Is that your overbite?
Now one of you will be the drowning victim.
I'll be the victim.
All your life.
Help me! Drowning.
I can't swim.
So then after that, Tamar took to her stories once again and she said the following. I am the victim when your man steps to a woman. Sounds like an abused woman to me to see nothing wrong with that. I hope he's not beating your ass. I pray for your healing. After that, Tamar takes to her page and she says, I'm done talking about it. Obviously, it happened. Candy wants to defect and condone her man's behavior by calling me a victim. Shaking my head. It's never okay for abuse and disrespectful. And it's never okay for a man to step to a woman. Fans don't have to agree, period. Everyone have a nice day. God is so good. Watch hashtag Queen's Court and stream my new song, hashtag change. P.S. I spy with my little eye the truth. So that is what Tamar had to say. And of course, you know, she got a hashtag, her show, her new song. So again, a lot of this stuff is for attention and for views. Any publicity, good publicity. So that is what Tamar had to say. It is a mess. So then after that, Candy took to her social media page and she said the following. Y'all go ahead and check this small snippet out.
Everybody's wanting to know about the beef. The only thing I'll say right now is, you know, simply that's not true. My husband never said nothing to her. He did not threaten her or none of that. So that's why I was like, I don't even want to like address that on Amazon Live. She and I did have words, but he did. So that's why I was like, yeah, some people like to twist things a little bit, but we can talk about it later on a different platform or not. Anyway.
All right. So y'all just heard what Candy had to say. So now I'm going to go ahead and play you guys Tamar's rant. She went to her car and she went out for a good 5 minutes about the situation. So y'all go ahead and check this out.
Okay. Everybody knows that I'm on Dish Nation now, right? And this really all started from a YouTube that Candy put out about whatever the issues they had with Carlos King. And I was asked about it. Now, I'm gonna be honest, like, I'm not like these other reality people. Like, I'm a real bona fide 5-time Emmy nominated journalist. Difference. So for me, I am not comfortable publicly saying or calling someone else a liar without knowing the legitimate facts. That's where I'm standing with that. I wasn't on no, you know, you're not my friend. I don't want to side with you. It wasn't nothing to being messy, but my responsibility for my job and my integrity just lied in that. Or else I just would have said, oh, she lied. Really, what I did say is I wanted to hear both sides of the story, you know, something in the milk ain't clean. Just trying to deflect from just outright calling somebody a liar. Because number one, I don't know. Number two, I don't care. Number three, has nothing to do with me. Okay? Cool. That happened. You know, I put up a clip promoting the show from my point of view and my story, not addressing anybody, not taking sides on nothing, because I really don't care. It really doesn't have anything else to do with me. Okay? So, weeks go by, 4 or 5 weeks go by, and we all have a concert together. And I'm leaving my dressing room to go to my dancer's dressing room to bring them their new clothes. And I see Candy in the hallway. And I'm like, hey, boo. And I give her a hug, you know, whatever. And she just look at me and she's like, I ain't fucking with you. And I'm like, what? I'm thinking she's kidding. Like, I'm for real thinking she's kidding. And she's like, I ain't fucking with you. I'm like, what happened? She like, oh, well, you said that shit you said about Carlos King was foul. And I'm like, oh, shit. And I honestly, truly forgot about it, right? And I'm like, listen, I didn't mean no harm. You know, I wasn't trying to, you know, go against you or nothing like that. It's, you know, I just explained to y'all. Like, I just feel like my responsibility is a little bit different. I ain't trying to call nobody publicly a liar when I don't know the whole story. I'm not comfortable with it. And she was like, nah. You said. And I'm like, sis, listen, if I offended you, I am so sorry. Like, you know, like I wasn't coming from that. I thought, man, you made up at Big Brother. You know, I wasn't coming for you. It's nothing like that. I really, truly, humbly apologize. And plus, I sent her a DM and I sent you a DM, you know, when your fans was coming to my page. This was a while ago. And I was just trying to let you know that, you know, I wasn't trying to be, you know, malicious or nothing like that. Nah. But you said, and you did, and then you doubled down and put it in your story. I said, listen, Candy, I'm not trying to go there with you. You know, we are in the middle of this hallway. And now by this time, people swarming around. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, we ladies, we shouldn't be doing this. We can go in my dressing room. Yeah, before I take it to the next level. Now, everybody know, I ain't really here for that. You know what I'm saying? And I'm cool and I'm safe, but I do know how to whip ass. And I don't do that because I don't condone violence at all, right? And I'm like, well, what's the name of the level you want to take it to? Like, what, you want to fight? Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying. You said, he did steal from us. Right? And I'm like, she is really serious right now. I'm like, all right, like, don't do that. First of all, I'm from Baltimore. We're not going to do that. You know what I mean? And I'm telling her again, it's my 4th time apologizing. I am so sorry if this offended you, right? I wasn't trying to be malicious towards you. Now I'm saying this again. This is the hallway. I'm saying this again. Nah. I mean, bucking. And I'm like, and I get to the point where I'm like, look, dog, this is not a letter, Housewives. I'm not getting paid to sit up here and argue with you like this. I'm about to go sing everybody on this bill under the table. I can't argue with you right now. Like, I finna do all that. And then, I am trying to completely de-escalate the situation. It's giving bobs and cacklings. And, like, then Tadina comes up and, like, he comes and get her. And he says something to her. And then he looks at me in my face. Y'all can believe this shit or not. Nigga look at me in my face and go, you know what it is. Oh, what? Now, this is a dude. I don't care. Listen, Y'all done see me grow up on the Braxtons. Y'all done see me go at it with my sisters. Y'all done see me, you know, kind of like sporadically go at it with Lonnie. You know what I'm saying? Like, but the truth is, in real life, I'm really a peaceful person. You know what I mean? And I like to have fun and I laugh and play jokes all the time. And so the thing is with me is that me and Candy or me and another female can argue all day long. But when it comes to dudes in another woman's face to physically threaten them and harm them, that's when the line is drawn.
All right, so y'all just heard what Tamar had to say about the situation. Now, I will say this. I do feel like, you know, possibly something did happen. I don't think Tamar would have necessarily lied about the situation. But did she need to bring it to the internet? Did she need to let everybody know that there was a confrontation with the Real Housewife of Atlanta? No. She could have left that behind the scenes. They could have handled it like adults. I feel like at times Tamar is looking for attention, definitely. Her reality TV shows have not popped. She's on another reality TV show and got married to some man. And she seems to want to have a peach. I think a lot of people, to be honest with you, I think all of these Atlanta esque females, women who moved down to Atlanta for all these black reality TV shows, be it Real Housewives, Love and Hip Hop, I don't think any of them are genuinely friends. I think their commonality is reality television, but there's nothing really genuine there. You know, outside of possibly music and moving in certain circles, a lot of them are not really friends like that. I mean, look how quick, after all these years, Marlo and Candy were beefing all season. You know, I think people feel a way about Candy's position and they want to come for that throne. And if they can make her look a certain way, they're going to do that. Now, I feel like Tamar should have never even got involved in the Carlos King situation. It wasn't her place. She should have just left it between Candy and Carlos. Carlos is a big man, okay? He makes good money. He can defend himself if he so chooses. If he doesn't want to defend himself, that's on Carlos. But I think for Tamar to get involved, she was being messy. Now, granted, them people on the show did ask the question, so she did have the right to answer it how she felt the need to answer it. But again, I feel like a lot of this drama is for people to watch their reality TV shows. Let's not forget, Escape and SWV is currently airing. Tamar's new dating show, The Queen's Court, is airing as well. So any type of drama, you know, any way to get themselves trending on social media, all publicity is good publicity in these people's eyes. So I'm not surprised at all. So y'all go ahead, leave a comment down below. Let me know your thoughts on this entire situation concerning Tamar and Candy. Are you Team Candy on this? Are you Team Tamar? How do y'all feel about this entire situation? Do you think Tamar was just being honest and telling her side? Or do you think Tamar was being messy? So let's go ahead and get the discussion popping. Go ahead and leave a comment down below. Make sure you hit the like button. Don't forget to share the video. And last but not least, make sure you're still subscribed to the channel. And I'll talk to y'all later. Deuces.
If you want the latest news in the streets, join us and tune in for the tea. Breaking news with integrity. So tell your friends and your family.
It's the Lovely Tea TV Show.
Bringing you good tea and good vibes.
It's the Lovely Tea TV Show.
Be sure to share, like, and subscribe.